Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Tuesday. It's the 9th day of January, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and 26 degrees is the low, and snow flurries. We need more snow. It's not uncomfortable and nasty enough, so we'll push for more snow. We'll go with that. At any rate, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over to the the alternate Ministry of Lies? We'll be right back.
Take your brain, time to go. Cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the Controlled Opposition Ministry of Lies. That's what we're going to call it today. All right, the Homeland GOP nearly year-long investigation into Secretary Mayorkas made one thing clear. He has refused to enforce the laws of Congress and fulfill his oath of office. No shit? Come on, really? pardon me. That's the video. You can go watch if you want. It's Senator giving himself an A on fucking guarding our borders. Mm-hmm. I think we should take his paycheck back. I think we should fire him. Well, we don't have nothing to do with that. That's the corporation. I think we should take this goddamn country back. We should throw this fucking corporation out, take the heads of all the corporations, hang them for fucking treason and sedition, take all the goddamn wealth, freeze their wealth, take it. Whatever wealth they sent overseas, give them a phone call and say, send it back over here. Any of them flee overseas, because we want to shut down them airports and we want to shut down our ports of entry. We want to get every one of them fuckers locked in here. But if they get out, we could always call the country that they're at and say, we went through the books. This is how much gold you owe us. Get it on a fucking plane over here and get this cocksucker here on the plane over here. You got 2 fucking days or we're going to hit you with a warhead. Because we got nothing to lose, people. I'm here to tell you, it's to reach that fucking point. Turkey just arrested a group of Israeli Mossad agents in their country. Oh, no. And it is quite a group. It's another, again, this is a video. You have to go look at it. I'd have to turn it to MP3 and it'd be a big hassle. One of these days, I'm going to do a few of them like that. Because I used to like to do that. Laura would put them on MP3 and I could play them and turn them off there and talk through them.
Maybe. Hey, Henry.
Sir?
Hey, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
All right.
What I got to say is that where I live at, there's a lot of traitors where I live at, and they know what's going on, and they just sit there and say the same shit on repeat, you know, the same propaganda bullshit. And I'm just tired of this bullshit like you are, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are tired of this shit. Like you said in the last broadcast, a bullet will stop this shit.
And that's the only thing that will stop this shit.
You know, it's just crazy that people keep going along with a lie. You know, like they just, they want to live, they want to be comfortable, but they already put smart cities on people's buildings, the smart meters, whatever. I mean, how much is people going to allow, you know?
Well, when it, like you said, when this, they're going, anybody thinks they're going to get to keep their comfort zones, a fucking fool. And they will, they're going to get around you. If you were in a hammock out in the middle of the most desolate piece of property left on this United States of America, they'd get around to you. Somebody would show up. You know, you're growing a marijuana plant. You're under arrest. I mean, fuck you.
Yeah, they fuck with me. This system's been fucking with me. They try to put all these fake charges on me and shit. And I tell them about the Bill of Rights. They educate them about the law of the sea, the law of the land. And these people don't want to hear it, though.
Well, that's why you got to learn to, if you want to invoke the law of December 15, 1791, you have to know how to write it and speak it. If you can write it and speak it, they cannot dismiss you. If you put something, if you serve them correctly, you know,
I went down to the courthouse and did everything, and they told me they don't recognize the Bill of Rights. They don't recognize the law of the sea, they recognize.
Well, yeah, the administrative admiralty is the law of the sea.
I looked at the guy and said, so you're traitors? Like, what, like, you know, so the guy said, looked at me and said, well, I have to get paid.
Well, you're getting, so that's what, you know.
I'm not getting paid for shit. I'm getting fucked, and you guys are, you know, getting a note that's a debit, and, you know.
The bottom line is, if you learn how to ride it, I tell you what, they wouldn't tell me to fuck off.
Tell me to fuck off. They just told me that they don't recognize
it. They would recognize it and shit their fucking pants, okay? I guarantee you, if you learn how to ride it and you learn how to speak it and you understand it to that point, they will shit themselves because they know. See, when they were putting all this administrative admiralty together, the only way they could be allowed to do it was to leave it open for you to fucking say no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then when I brought up the Bill of Rights, they said they shit themselves when I brought up the 10 articles. And I said, I know my rights. I know the law of the sea. I know the law of the land. And the guy looked at me. He says, well, we don't recognize that.
Well,
we only recognize that.
The thing is that you don't, you probably addressed yourself to an institution. There, you see,
it was a courthouse.
What you got to do is you got to go to the oversight committee for the court.
Okay.
And then you go to the head of the oversight committee and you don't address him as a judge. You address him as an individual like you are. And you address him in his individual capacity. Read the mandamus on the front of the site. See how I address individuals in their individual capacity. I don't care if you're a fucking judge. I don't care if you're a fucking monk. I don't care who the fuck you are or what kind of title you hold. When I address you as you, I'm telling you, saying you are allowing the violations to my rights by licensing these corporate motherfuckers who cannot violate my rights. And, you know, you read it and you see how it's stated. At first, I established my fucking rights, and then I fucking and then I showed the violations to my rights. And then I order them, because there are no common law courts left, I order them through my personal jurisdiction, which is what every common law court operates on. The common law court, I mean, they try to, like a judge sitting there, he don't have no fucking authority. That court, that's why they talk about moving a court. That court has no authority until you use your jurisdictional authority, your own. You can move the court. Only an individual free sovereign can move the court.
But they said they don't recognize my rights. When I showed all the paperwork, they said that, they said to me that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, an administrative court.
Yeah, administration. And I said, well, ain't I a free national? And they said, no, you live in a corporation, which they brought that up. But when I brought up the Bill of Rights, they almost shit themselves because they looked at me and said, yeah, we are violating the Bill of Rights. And then they said, but the Constitution, I said, well, I don't, I'm talking about the Bill of Rights. And he said, well, they kind of looked at me kind of weird, but that was the corporation, kind of the administration.
It was, you were addressing the corporation instead of an individual. You get the individual responsible for licensing that corporation that's violating your rights. And, you,
and they looked at me like, this guy knows what he's talking about, pretty much.
Yeah, but you you get
they kind of were shocked. They dismissed everything. They told me I had to pay a fine, which I paid the fine, and then I don't know what's going to happen in February. So,
well, the thing is, you don't first thing you don't fucking you don't even talk about what they're talking about because it has nothing to do with it. You're talking jurisdictions, what it's all about, jurisdiction,
yeah.
And you don't give them jurisdiction. When you paid the fine, you gave them jurisdiction. If you answer even into what they're into their subject matter, you're giving them jurisdiction. You don't even talk to them. You
okay.
go to the you go to the goddamn to the oversight judicial oversight committee. You find who out who sits on the chair, what his name is or her name is, and you address them as them, not as judge this or judge that, but John Doe or John Jane Doe, and you say. And you tell them who you are. You, I mean, just like if you want, look at the man Damas. I describe who I am and who I am not. That I am not.
Yeah, my name is all in capital letters, and I said I'm not part of a corporation. My
yeah, but actually you are. Look how I address it. I address it as if I'm in the I'm the representative of this illegal straw man corporation. But the illegal straw man corporation absolutely does exist, and I'm going to answer for it. Well, how I'm going to answer for it is I'm going to show you I ain't that. So you can't. You
that's
can't.
That's why I try to prove it. They tell me they don't recognize any of that.
Well, maybe they don't, but I guarantee you if you go to the head of the Judicial Oversight Committee in his personal capacity, and then you outline what has happened to you, and you tell him that he is licensing goddamn treason, now he's either got to sign on to that goddamn treason or he's got to make it stop.
But like you said, a bullet.
Well, yeah, eventually it's going to take a fucking bullet because eventually, I mean, if enough people, could read and could write and fucking speak and understand what they're saying all at the same time, and it's a school of hard knocks. I've took a lot of beatings learning what not to fucking say. I had to learn the goddamn administrative admiralty law. I learned the administrative criminal law. And I learned the goddamn common law, which is the highest law in the land. And so I understand what they're doing, and they're trying. What they're trying to do is get me to fucking join with them in their jurisdiction. All you got to do is just tell them I refuse, because you are not held by anything. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's how you tell them. I remember the
court in February, but we'll find out.
I remember when Charlie wrote his first mandamus, and he sent it to me. And in the first, he's listening. I mean, he's got to the point where he understands it enough until he's walked out and made him hand his fucking money back. But as soon as I looked at it, first fucking sentence, he had already joined with them. He didn't even realize it. It's all a fucking trick, man. And what you have to do is stay out of their fucking jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction is superior, so they can't force you into take that jurisdiction. The fucking administrative admiralty jurisdiction was supposedly created it's for merchants because if you had to and because they're holding you as you did you identify yourself as not a 14th Amendment fucking subject citizen?
No, I told him I was not a 14th. I wasn't a citizen, I said.
No, see, that's read the mandamus and read it slowly and carefully. I separate myself from the fucking straw man. I acknowledge its existence because they
did. But I'm not a citizen to a corporation, I told him.
Huh?
I'm not a citizen to the corporation.
Well, you're not a citizen, period.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
What, that's,
yeah. Well, the 14 members said we're subject. I brought that to the judge. I said, "Well, I'm not a subject to, your jurisdiction."
Yeah, but
and
you got to know how to tell them why. The thing is,
when
you start talking about the matter before, anything in their subject matter, you look at that goddamn mandamus on the front of the page and see if I ever address the fucking thing that they actually were trying to call me out on. because I don't, because I'm not going to join with them in any fucking way. I made sure I didn't join with them any fucking way. They wrote out their goddamn fucking order, and fucking then they typed in their name, which is not lawful. It has to be an electronic or physical signature. It was never worth the paper it was fucking written on, but they had to do something. And when I sent the first fucking response,
this all started because they sent me a paper in the mail, and then they sent me I had a sign from the post office. And this, I had to sign my name on, for a certified letter.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, a paper, and I know the post office, you know, they don't understand. So I'm like, why are they sending me a paper? Like, and he said, well, I have to do my job. He said, and I said, okay, I understand that, but I have to sign this and they're going to send it back. He said, yeah, I guess you have to go to court or something.
Well, you just sign it with your name just like you do and you answer it. But you don't answer it. Answer to what they're trying to make you answer to. If you do, you submit to their jurisdiction. You give up your jurisdiction. You never let them take jurisdiction over you. That's the game. And okay. If you read that, the mandamus on the front page, you see that I come in. I identify the corporation, and I identify myself as the representative of the corporation. But I am not the corporation. And then within the first paragraph, two definitions from the fucking regular fucking encyclopedias, I turned their fucking goddamn administrative lawsuit into a fucking writ of mandamus. Just the definition. Definitions are important because, it's just like when they call themselves a corporation. Now you look in Black's Law and they'll say corporations are persons. But you go, see, we're talking common law here. You get a common dictionary from back in the 30s, like I've got several that people have sent me, and you look at a corporation, it's two or more people that want to be a fucking one person or person, but they want to be is are two different things. You beat them through definition. You turn it around on them. You take jurisdiction. Then you start charging them. This right has been violated. First you establish the rights and define every fucking thing. You have one page that is nothing but for definitions. You define every fucking word till it can only mean what you want it to fucking mean. And then you corner them. Once you've owned the definitions and once a definition is made on any act of law, that's the definition that stands for that fucking matter. Period. They can't change it.
All right, thanks. I'm going to read that mandamus again.
Read it and read it slow.
I'm going to read it over and over again and read it and understand it. And then,
think about what I'm doing.
If you send me four papers, I'll read it and then I'll...
And when you see a definition, Mark, go look the definition up and you'll see I took the jurisdiction away from them and how I held the jurisdiction. After I filed that, it's the only paper I fucking filed. And that's all it took. I just wouldn't speak to them no more because they couldn't speak to me because they were not in their jurisdiction and I wasn't going in theirs. And I'd already made that plain and clear and I'd already charged them with fucking crimes.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go read that.
Okay. That's a good thing. You got to understand that you keep everything in present tense You don't talk in pronouns. You never use a pronoun. You never use verbs. That's why it looks so like it's written so strange. But anything that can be interpreted, they can take over the interpretation. That's why you have to write it so it cannot be interpreted but one fucking way. And it should read frontwards to backwards, backwards to frontwards. And you get one, and you write it out. You think you got it, and you write it out. Send it to me. I'll tell you if you fucked up. I'll tell you where you fucked up, and I'll tell you how you fucked up. I guess that took care of that. All righty then. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Turkey just arrested a group of Israeli Mossad agents in their country. Sweden told to prepare for potential war with Russia. I doubt it. I mean, this is the people's voice again. Here we go, people. The statements were made by top officials at the Folkok Forsar. For Sever national conference in Salem on Sunday at Foreign Minister Tobias Billström hailed Sweden's expected membership in NATO as the biggest change in Swedish security policy in more than 200 years. Yeah, they didn't fight World War One. They didn't fight World War Two because that's where the fucking rich hung out and that's where they had their fucking money. It's always been that way. RT reports Billström warned that Russia will constitute a serious threat to the security of Sweden and Europe for the foreseeable future. Yeah, because you motherfuckers are trying to help them fucking kikes take over the goddamn world. That's why you're trying to create an unlawful entity called the fucking New World Order, a new government, a new fucking shit out of thin fucking air without the authority of we the people. Any of the people of any country, but we especially here in the United States, because we have that fucking Bill of Rights, we have that unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you can't fucking do it. You'll never do it. And we got the right to kill you if you try, and you fucking, that's really what's pissing them off the most. They're fucking losing. They know the only thing they can do is attack that Bill of Rights, and when they do, we got the right to shoot them down like fucking dogs. Make no mistake about it. Absolute fucking right. He added that Stockholm must be realistic and assume and be prepared for a drawn-out confrontation. Echoing the sentiment, Defense Minister Paul Johnson said, war can also come to us, claiming that Ukraine is acting as Europe's shield in the conflict with Russia. Now, goddammit. Ukraine was staying neutral. Ukraine started talking about after the Russians were first forced to take Crimea back because that's their deep sea ports for their submarines, and America went over there, and the fucking Jews went over. Let's talk about who's really in charge, and tried to start a civil war to take fucking the Crimea away from where Russia had their deep sea ports. What was Russia going to do? They ain't going to fuck a lot because it's not Russia that's been pushing. It's the international corporate mafia, which goddamn Putin is a part of. But I mean, they're playing high stakes fucking poker here. That's all in the fuck's going on. And a few million, maybe a billion or two people get killed. Oh, what the hell? It's just pawns in the fucking game. But the bottom line is, Europe shield my fucking ass. You've used fucking Ukraine to try to start a fucking war, to try to put, because the Russians did come up and say, hey, you know what? We'll draw the lines right where they fucking were. We'll end this thing today. Oh, hell no. We must kill as many Russians. We must kill the Russians for some fucking reason. No, it's because the industrial war complex wanted to send a whole nother. I mean, Trump just got through fucking spending our children's fucking inheritance clear to our great, 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 great grandchildren, putting us in fucking debt to pile up a huge stock of fucking arms. And somebody had to buy those son of a bitches so that the goddamn industrial war complex could take everything, including the lint, out of our fucking pockets. And now it's all coming to fruition. Fuck you, liars. Last year, Sweden ditched its policy of non-alignment in favor of joining NATO, citing Russia's military operations in Ukraine. Why? Ukraine used to be a part of the old Soviet Union. That's where fucking Chernobyl is. You guys do understand that, right? That used to be a part of the old Soviet Union. Their deep water port was in Crimea. They were protecting it. The fucking goddamn Jews and fucking Biden and his fucking crew, they came after the Crimea. They started a civil war inside of Ukraine because they wanted this fucking what we got now. They wanted to sell fucking arms. They wanted to sell death. America's number one export, death. That's what it is. And they wanted to make millions and billions of dollars and stuff their fucking wallets, and they didn't give a fuck who they got killed in the process. Just like all the Ukrainians who have died for this fucking lie. Just like all the fucking Russians that have died for this fucking lie. It's about money. Every fucking war we've ever had, every fucking conflict, every fucking bad thing that's happened for fucking money. Wealth. Money.
Hey,
papers written on. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to correct you. It's all through debit.
Pardon?
It's all through debit.
Well, that is
It's not money. It's a note. It puts us in debt.
That's why I said.
And then we don't even have gold, silver no more. So.
Oh yeah, that's why I said. That's why I said it was all through credit.
Credit.
Everybody, yeah. You cannot discharge a debt with a debt.
You can't even pay a debt with a debt.
No, you can't. You can't discharge.
How the fuck can you live in? Well, that's a lie. You know, everything's been a lie. You know.
Yeah, this is legal tender bullshit. That is a god. All you're doing is passing debt around and incurring more interest every time you fucking do it. That's why we're fucking, $34 trillion in debt, and it's $1 trillion fucking interest. That sounds a little bit like international long sharking by the international corporate mafia to me, because their fucking money was never worth anything anyway. All we have ever done since the goddamn Federal Reserve took over is fucking pass debt, and every time I pass a dollar to you, you pass a dollar to me, debt is more, interest is incurred. And that's how they have built this fucking thing. Well, we own the whole goddamn country. You owe it to fucking, no, we don't owe it to you, you fuckers. What we owe you is a bullet through your fucking treasonous, rotten, scumbag fucking banker head. We owe you a rope around your fucking neck. You owe us, son of a bitch, $33 trillion fucking dollars, and we want it, and you're going to turn it over. You're turning back over our fucking gold and silver too, you've stolen out of here, you thieving motherfuckers. You're not going to get what you fucking want. People aren't that fucking stupid, no matter what you want to think. We know the difference between a plus and a minus on a piece of fucking paper. Most of us do. Some of us have been educated in the new math, and well, it's a matter of opinion what a plus and a minus means, which is fucking insanity, and I'll tell you it is right now. Was launched in February 2022. The neighboring state of Finland opted for the same, joining NATO in April 2023. So you got to, I mean, they're trying to consolidate. That's a goddamn fact. But man, you cannot fucking discount Putin. Putin is a multi-billionaire. You don't get to be a multi-billionaire without being one of the boys in the club. I mean, somebody's got to be controlled opposition. They don't care. It's just like they were talking the other day about the soldiers. Bombing goddamn Iraq or what might have you, or that is because they're hurting our soldiers. Like they give a shit. They don't give a shit about a 4-year-old kid blown up.
Remember George Bush said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the same bullshit's on the same cycle, same thing going on with all this lying machine propaganda.
Yeah, but it's all meaningless. The whole thing
it's all profit. Everything they're taking from us and giving it to other people.
Yeah, they're taped, but in the bottom line, like we were talking about.
You're right when you say we allow this. We do allow this shit.
Yes, we do. And
we allow this
currency.
And everyone talks about
the worthless currency is not what they're after. They're after the tangible assets. That is the goddamn resource, our natural resources, our work product, every fucking thing that is worth something. Their fucking shit that they put out is worthless. It has no value because there was no work put into it. That's how you value something. That's why gold is valued so high, for the work it takes to fucking extract a fucking ounce of gold. That's what determines how much it's fucking worth. But then
you're right about like destroying families. Like they already destroyed my family, and I'm pretty sure they destroyed other people's family out there. And you're right about it. They're destroying families left and right. They're trying to divide people. They're trying to divide neighbors. I mean, they're trying to do everything in power to get this into a new world order, it seems like.
Buddy, there's just a fucking grain of sand on a fucking huge beach of them compared to the fucking 35 billion fucking people on this goddamn planet, probably 30 billion people. No, wait, I'm sorry. I mean, 9 billion people on this planet.
Yeah, 9 billion people.
9 billion. What? 9 billion. People can't understand that fucking number. And there's only
9 million people, or 9 billion people is a lot of people, and they can just come together and unite and help each other.
They could actually just overrun these motherfuckers with human bodies. I mean, if there's a million of them, that there's you know, 9 or 8 or 9 billion other people. You know how many a million is to a billion? I mean,
they got to come together, though.
Not really. If everybody just walked out their door right now and headed for them as individuals, they could rip them to fucking pieces. You would come together. If you try to build an organization, the first three guys, two of them will be FBI agents. They understand that. They understand if you know, you allow militias to be fucking built. It's like these people that these three percenters, the Oath Keepers, incorporated. Yeah. They do not want the fucking individual free sovereign militias, the fucking the bulk of the fucking people just saying, hey, you know what? I understand my rights. Violate it, you die. If every one of them does that, you have a fucking army.
There's a lot of traitors in this country, Henry.
Yeah, I understand there's a lot of traitors, but somebody fucking commits treason against you, what do you do to them?
You put a bullet in their head.
No, you fucking stake them out and skin them alive and leave them in a fucking field, a whole field full of them, and see who wants to do it next. Somebody
yeah,
that has that, they have to be, Jefferson said it. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. They have to fear us. And they don't fear us right now because we're not making them fear us. We have to be savage. Why? Because we're up against savagery. You cannot fight fire with fucking goddamn, I don't know, a fucking stick. You fight fire with fire, man. You have aggressive. They're killing.
You have to put your life on the line for life or liberty and I mean, liberty, give me liberty or give me death.
They've killed more than a million of our fucking people. How many of theirs have we stacked up? We're not killing them back. That's the goddamn problem. Everybody can't put their differences aside, get on that one page with those 10 fucking articles on it, and enforce that fucking law. And enforcing that fucking law, you got to kill them, son of a bitches, because they have declared war on you. Those are enemy combatants. They're killing your people. I mean, goddamn, how much more does the fucking war have to be defined than that? But the people have to stand up and fucking do. Everybody has to say, I'm going to understand that Bill of Rights. You try to violate my Bill of Rights, I fucking shoot you. I don't care if there's 100 of you. I'll kill as many of you as I can.
Not me, it's people around me. It's people around me that don't, they understand the Bill of Rights, but they won't enforce it. That's the problem. Like, I understand, you understand, other people understand, but we're not enforcing it. And they just want to keep bitching and complaining and yelling, screaming, and say, this is
check it out. And what I tell people like that is, I say, we're going to enforce this, son of a bitch. And when we're done, your fucking ass is get the fuck out of here. You're going to go on a deportation barge with a bottle of fucking goddamn sweet baby Ray's on a rope around your neck, and we're going to land you on a Somalian beach, motherfucker. That's what's going to happen to you. Don't fight. You got to make them more afraid of you than they are these fucking punk motherfuckers. And they are punk motherfuckers. These Jew fucks and all their fucking cohorts, these goddamn Judeo-Christians, are a bunch of fucking punks. But they fear them, but they don't fear you. Why? Because you're not fucking aggressive. You're not doing anything. You're not fucking pressing the issue. You're not enforcing the fucking law. Like with goddamn force. Like they're coming at you with force, and you're coming at them with fucking words. Words will never beat force. Force, it has to be beaten with force. And when people fucking figure that out, we got the goddamn, we got the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet. These people that you're talking about, they'll have a fucking choice. Am I going to join up with this guy right here? They're coming across the country. They're fucking hanging traitors. They're fucking goddamn, they're taking the law and they're fucking enforcing it. They have the law on their side. They're enforcing it. There's goddamn fields of people fucking hanging on goddamn trees, limbs, lampposts. They're coming. When we all unleash the law, I mean, they try to make you think that we're the fucking minority. We are fucking not. There's like 1% of the fags. All together, they probably got 20% of the population. I think 80% of this population can wipe the fucking 20% out without even fucking trying. And all these goddamn foreigners coming in here, they're arming. They might be arming them, but they're fucking peasants from third world fucking countries. I don't know. I shot my first gun when I was old enough to stand up. My dad holding the fucker in my hand. I've shot guns all my fucking life. These motherfuckers are holding the gun the first fucking time in their lives. I'll fucking pick their fucking ass off at fucking 500 yards standing without a prop. So that's the difference. They got to fear you, just like Jefferson said. These people are a part of the government, too. We're all the government. We're the only fucking government there really fucking is the people. And they got to fear us more than they fear you. They got to fear you more than they fear the fuckers.
Yeah, you got to fear the people, though. One person cannot go out there and do it by themselves.
This fucking person's done it.
Yeah, I've done it, too.
I fought these fuckers with my fist. I fought these fuckers every way you can think to fight. I've been bloodied. I've had my bones broken.
I'm
a political prisoner. Nobody's going to tell me it can't be done. It just...
No, I know it couldn't. I agree with that. I agree 100%, Henry, but I'm saying the people around us.
Fuck them. That's what I tell them. I say, you're all in. You're going to get fucking deported out of this fucking country. What are you going to do? You think I'm going to be afraid of you? You're fucking scared of a bunch of goddamn pencil neck motherfucking cocksuckers who have nothing. They have to buy their fucking balls. I'm not afraid of them motherfuckers. You think I'm afraid of you? You are the better getting fucking line. You're the one that better be fucking scared. Because it ain't me. At any rate, that was a great conversation. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll pick it up from there if you want to.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the
state
of
Jefferson.
Everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die?
time has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. Our fighters are one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at the post office. No, don't mail shit. Sorry about that. Anyway, your contributions are fucking needed, okay? Thanks. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:46 Pacific time, and of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambers there at the break. And before we went to the break, you know, we're talking about the people around it. You know, you tell those son of a bitches around you, if they do understand what's going on, and they won't fucking step up to stop it, they are fucking goddamn aiding and abetting. It is not, it's not just a right, it's our fucking duty. If we comply and are complicit with fucking treason, that makes you a fucking traitor, and your fucking ass will hang. I'm telling you, we have a plenty of fucking people to do this. We are scattered across 590 million square miles, I'll grant you that. But sooner or later, they have to come to our fucking houses. And when they do, when it starts, it'll start, and then a few more guns. But next thing you know, it'd be like a fire fucking NATO coming across this goddamn country. And everybody who, and all these motherfuckers who went out and shit and fucking stuff, you guys are going to answer up too. You committed goddamn treason by voting in a fucking foreign occupational fucking election. You understand that? That's punishable by death. Anyway.
Hey, I respect you 100%, man, and I got your back.
Right on, brother. I got
right
yours.
On, brother. All right, enjoy your broadcast. I'll be listening.
Okay, brother. Where were we? Oh, yeah, it's going to join NATO. Well, they should. They really should, because it makes sense with what they're fucking doing. They're all jostling for fucking positions in this new world fucking government they think they're going to fucking get. But one thing stands in their goddamn way, and you know they fear it because they will not mention it. It is that goddamn unalienable fucking ratified by the representative of the people, the only law in this goddamn country of December 15, 1791. That's what's stopping them, and they fucking know it. Try to fucking change that one fucking word, and then you will get the fucking bullets. There's plenty of people who are ready to shoot for just that. Or send some fucking blue hats over here and try and fucking take it away from us. They will fucking die. We will fight for our goddamn rights, you motherfucker. We'll fight for our goddamn, we'll fight for our children, our grandchildren, and our progeny. They're not going to be your goddamn slaves. They're not going to kowtow at the foot of a fucking Chinaman. Give it up. We'll blow China off the fucking map. They want to test our fucking resolve? I'd rather blow this whole fucking planet up than walk upon it as a goddamn slave, and that's a fucking fact. I don't know about the rest of you. What is your measure of fucking goddamn, I don't know, your measure of fucking balls? But I will not be nobody's goddamn slave. I destroy the whole motherfucker before I'll walk as a slave upon it. It's my fucking land. My fucking people fucking created the fucking 18th, 19th, and 20th fucking century. God damn it. And we have our Bill of Rights. We're well within our fucking rights under the fucking our law, which we put in place. And we only people we ever empowered, we only people we ever gave any authority to was ourselves. That's what people can't get through their fucking heads. The state's a fucking piece of paper. It's nothing. I wipe my ass on it. The federal is fucking the goddamn that so-called constitution. It is fucking the constitution that never was. The people never granted them any powers because the people didn't have representatives there. The representatives who went there and so-called fucking ratified the Constitution were appointed by the era of fucking aristocracy. They didn't have the authority to appoint anybody for the fucking people. And the people knew it. The people, when they rose up in 1775, they did it for one fucking reason. Rights. So their rights to be fucking left alone, their rights to their property, their rights to liberty and freedom. And they were ready to die for it. And we got to be ready to fucking die for it or kill. Kill or die. But you do not just stand by and let them fucking run you over. You don't let them put that fucking boot on your fucking neck. I mean, if you got to die, you got to die. We're all going to die someday anyway, aren't we? Anyways, let's see what else we got in. Okay. U.S. flies F-16 fighter jets over Bosnia threat to Serbs who want to secession. Now, see? We go over there, you can sit, and we were sitting here, and why we're sitting here, those fucking goddamn Jews over there in Palestine are blowing the arms and legs off of little children. The most documented fucking goddamn just a second, I'm pissed, man. The most documented
atrocity.
Genocide. The most documented genocide in the history of this fucking planet. And it's going on right now. But we got, you know, we're fucking paying for it. We're fucking goddamn sending goddamn the bombs over that blow them little kids' arms off and blow their legs off and kill them. We're complicit. Because we're complicit even as fucking individual free sovereign nationals because we have the means to stop it. And we're not doing it. We're fucking pathetic. At any rate, but US F-16 jets fly over Bosnia and threat to Serb. If it's a Serb, we got some Serb problem over here. Now we got to take care of that. They went over there when they accused the Serbs of ethnic cleansing, remember? Killing the fucking goddamn Muslims. They went over there and fucking fought a goddamn air war to fucking, took the fucking goddamn president and fucking tried him and put him in fucking prison for ethnic cleansing? Isn't that what it was called? Ethnic cleansing? And that what fucking Netanyahu was talking about yesterday? Ethnic cleansing? Send them to the Congo? The ones that we can't kill, the ones that run far enough and fast enough, send them to the fucking Congo. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and finish the rest off with fucking genocide. That's what all this shit is made to divert your fucking attention from. Right now, they're committing genocide on the Palestinian people ad nauseum, right in front of the fucking cameras. They don't give a fuck. Well, there was another one down here that you liked. U.S. government admit mRNA jabs have caused 55% increase in severe physical disabilities. Ooh, I'm going to jump on that. I don't know that. I don't see the people dropping. I don't see the people sick. I don't know nothing about that. Goddamn, ain't been talking about it for three, four, four.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're trying to divide us. It's not working.
No, it's not. It's fucking bringing people closer together. And they're going to go for round two. But the same, they think that, they didn't believe that lie. So I'll step up and tell them another fucking lie. We got dead ones here. We got our loved ones dead, you motherfuckers. We want you to step up. We want to get our fucking hands on you. We want to try you for the fucking the genocide you committed in our country, the genocide you committed in every country around this goddamn planet, you murdering motherfuckers. Just a handful of you. And you're going to fucking pay for your fucking crimes. You're going to meet justice head on. Hamas was formed in 1988. Israel has been killing innocent civilians since 1947. It's a video if you want to watch it. It pretty much says what the fucking headline says, and it's the truth. New article, Pedophiles and Child Sex Abusers Exposing Canada's Healthcare Leaders, Part 1. Yeah, well, I'm sure that just like in this country, it ain't no fucking different. We know what's going on. We know the little children are being pedophiled. 80,000 fucking last year, child trafficking, sex trafficking, pedophilia. Yeah, we know about it. We've condemned it. Don't worry. This is it. Underground tunnel network uncovered in New York. Child-sized mattresses and tunnels were uncovered under a Jewish synagogue in New York. Tunnels and underground facilities are commonly used when trafficking children. Andrenochrome harvesting, whatever andrenochrome harvesting is, and baby farming. Arrests have been made. And this is a video that was worth watching. You see these fucking rats crawling out of their goddamn holes. And I mean, they're arresting them. But I mean, in one of their synagogues, these holy fucking people, hey, you know what? You motherfuckers are, well, they're protected because they own the fucking judges in this country. They're the ones running this fucking country like it's a fucking colony of fucking Israel. We're the ones that fucking own it. We're the true power here. But again, we got to step up and we have to assert our fucking authority. It's not going to assert itself. And it is dangerous fucking work. You got to put yourself to the hazard. You could be killed. But goddamn better men than you were killed getting the son of a bitch for you, weren't they? Excuse me. Child-sized mattresses and tunnels were uncovered under a Jewish synagogue in New York. Tunnels and underground facilities are commonly used for trafficking children.
That's what programming does.
Exactly, man.
People out there, they try to program people, but people get smart enough to know their rights, and then they don't like that.
Oh, no. I mean, well, it's just
they hate that. And then you have to use your gun, and then you have to, you know, well, I guess whatever happens, but.
Well, that's why that second article was put there. That's the final fail-safe.
They exactly. Shall not be infringed, period, means shall not be infringed.
Yeah, when they first started this, the first thing they did is they had to remove our common law courts. All our courts are still there. There's just nobody sitting on the bench, don't you see? But the bottom line is, the first thing he had to do is remove our courts, or else we would have just hung them, just took them through the common law courts as people, as individuals like myself. I guarantee you I can hang all these motherfuckers one after another. Easy beans. Because they've signed their name to the treason. They've signed their name to the sedition. They've signed their name to the every fucking espionage. Anything you can fucking name, they've got their names all over it. And everybody has, the files are there. They can be tried and fucking convicted prima facie. They'll get their fucking due process. If
they'll get their day. Don't worry, they'll get their day. You know, they want to keep lying to people and lying and shit and do all this stupid shit. They're going to get their day, you know. So
they'll get their day unless they meet us on the fucking goddamn battleground, because they've declared war.
Happen, though. I can feel it. It's going to happen.
You declare war on somebody, you don't give them a fucking trial. There's no trials on the battlefield. The only trial is my fucking bayonet, your bayonet, my rifle, your rifle, my knife, your knife. That's the trial.
And you're not going to live forever, Henry.
Nope. I promise you that. None of us are getting out of this alive. But by God, we can sure have some say in what we leave to our children and grandchildren. And I ain't leaving this, my goddamn grandchildren to bow and kowtow to a fucking chink. Ain't doing it. See, what else do we have here? Breaking. Rebel News reporter David Menzies, the Menzoid, was brutally arrested by police after he tried to ask Christy Friedland a question. This is in Canada, and this is a video that's really worth watching. You want to see how the goddamn, you know, the guy calls him Gestapo in it, and it's Gestapo-like. It's fucking goddamn Czechos-like. It's KGB-like. It's goddamn East German Stasi-like. You just watch this and you can see how they're trying to think they're going to muscle your ass. But you think about also if this guy here wasn't a pacifist, kind of just a, you know, quiet guy who thinks, oh, all I got to do is just get the truth out there. And then people are, well, who's going to do something about it? Right there, buddy, you were close enough. You could have stuck a knife right in that fucker's throat. And that's what you needed to do. If you want to stop this shit, that's how you stop it. You don't stop it by saying you can't do that because while they're pounding on your ass and proving you fucking wrong. Oh, written in the sky, huh? Spotted over Los Angeles. Your taxes killed 10,000 Gaza kids. And then somebody had a skywriting. That's pretty cool. That's worth watching. Just in, chaos breaks out in New York City after underground tunnels. This is another story on the underground tunnels found in the mosque, where these people that are, you know, a notch above everybody else, a higher breed, are fucking doing these they're filthy fucking rat bastard son of a bitch, and pedophiles is what they are. Always have been. They have always been the lowest fucking form of life, and they know it. That's why they want to try and come. We're of a higher breed. You're not of a higher breed. If it's a fucking goddamn dog, you son of a bitch. And you motherfuckers, you run out the end of the rope, buddy. I mean, maybe this is a plan so that the people go and they just wipe the fuck out of Israel, kill every fucking Jew in Israel. But then still old King Charles is sitting over there on his fucking throne, ain't he? He's a fucking Jew. All the fucking Rothschilds are fucking Jews. We got to get every goddamn one of them. And you don't, I mean, the bottom fucking Jews are the IMF, those son of a bitches. Well, they could just kill them on sight. I mean, they're fucking animals. To be fucking put down like a fucking rabid dog. But you got to get them all. You got this time, it's got to stop. It's got to be the Rothschilds, the royal families, all these motherfuckers, the Masonic lodges around this goddamn planet where their foot soldiers fucking abide. If you want to stop it, you got to stop it completely. If you don't want it coming back in another couple of hundred years and ruining the lives of another fucking generation, like it ruined my fucking life, like it ruined your fucking life, like you want your loved ones die, I want my loved ones fucking die, you will fucking snuff this son of a bitch out 110 fucking percent. That being said, I've had enough today. That was quite a bit of talking. It was a good conversation. I'm glad you came up, buddy. And we'll be back tomorrow, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But just consider your fucking authority. You tell them, son of a bitches, say, you if you understand that fucking Bill of Rights, you understand you better not be aiding and abetting through complicity with the fucking violation of that law, because that will get your fucking ass hung or shot. That's just the bottom line, and that's lawful. You have the lawful right to fucking do it. It's your duty to do it. Think about it. That's The Word from the Trenches.